Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well, because I'm still a beautiful nightmare. Now, I know y'all probably saying I sound a little toned down. Yeah, I am. You know, this is what I do for y'all. I'm sitting here now on 2 Vicodin, 1 Percocet, and a Motrin 800. You don't tell nobody because they might arrest me for drug abuse or something. You know what I'm saying? This is what I needed to do to sit up to bring y'all a show. Because, you know, every day I kept saying, I'm going to do it. I was like, God, I can't stop my whole head up. But you know what? I miss y'all so much. I had to get up. Welcome to our new listeners. Welcome. Welcome back, old listeners. We missed you. Shouts out to the UK. Ain't nothing changed. Shouts out to the UK. Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Turkey, India, France, Germany, the USA. You already know. Africa, Estonia, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales. Shouts out to the A. Shouts out to the A. Shouts out to the co-host, the BCK. I done talked to him 2 nights in a row. I know y'all surprised, but you know what it was. Lady Libra was down. He had to go ahead and stop long enough to check on me. So we've been making some plans and got some other things finna start jumping off. Man, I can't even recuperate for all this shit finna be popping off. Shouts out to Fat. My girl was sending me messages today with all kind of exclamation points behind them. Everybody was like, yeah, I'm ready. Shouts out to T, the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Mama Roxy. We got Juicette in the house. Juice in the house. Juice, say what's up, Ron.
What's happening?
We got Mike. Slick Mike done already checked in, too. So, what I'm saying is, you know, I've been being spoiled. Everybody been coming to see me, everything. Spoiled. For those of you all that are new listeners, if you desire that you want to be brought into the conversation, press the number 1. That will alert me that you desire to speak, and you will be brought into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. Shout out to our promoters and our associates, twin folks, the Bread Brothers, TJ Brad, Backbone with the Dungeon Family, Lana Mac from the Phillies. Shout out to Showstopper. I keep too wet for you. Oh, okay, excuse me. I shouldn't have took that Motrin with this Viking. I shouldn't have mixed it. Shout out to Seymour Fam. Shout out to APGME. Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, what's going on, JK? Hill Fam, MPM Entertainment, Twin Productions, shout out to Divine Element, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub Beat. What's up, little brother? You already know our email address, and if you don't, I keep everything simple. HotTopRadio@gmail.com. Join the Ning page, hottopradio.ning.com. Join the fan page on Facebook, search Hot Top Radio, and you will find us. Also, you know, I've been talking to Big Boy Junk about the Legion of Leavers page. Well, now there's a Legion of Everybody's sign page. Just go into your search bar, search Hot Top Radio, _S, Legion of Leo, Capricorn, Pisces, whichever one you are, because I got a lot of stuff that I'm going to be doing for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I decided not to be so biased because I'm Lady Libra. And, you know, besides, the co-hosts here, they not all of them not Libra, just me and Fat. So we had to represent for all 12 of them. So make sure you sign up and join your page. There's a lot of y'all that just joining just because it's Hot Top Radio. We appreciate that, but that's the funniest shit I ever seen in my life. I went on Leo's page, and I said, damn. Now a Virgo. 120 people? I think 3 of them were Virgos. I said, you know, I'm going to need to teach the listeners to learn to read. I need y'all to read, people. A mind is a beautiful thing to waste. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Birthdays. Happy birthdays to my friends on tag. We got C. Real, Mad Dog, Bud W, Chris S, BTSK, Frank S, Sheik M, Supreme, and Tommy XAGGA. That's on tag. Facebook, Block Party DJs. Happy birthday to Hope, Pouncy, Billingsley, Houseworth Stacy, Joel Horatio Poinsettia. What's up, Joe? Happy birthday, Kimmy Love. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. You already know we feeling ass last and taking accepting sponsors. You need the number to contact us. Dial 404-9-HOT-119. I hate to say this and I hate to do it to you. So, if I need a translation on that, that's 404-946-8119.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio.
You know, it stopped Sunday. And I think that damn near everybody in the whole wide world can relate to this topic. You either know somebody, you either done it yourself, or you were the victim. Stalked Sunday. Well, world, no need to fuss. We all know that you missed us. We love what we do, and we would never intentionally disappoint you. Let's still stalk to pursue in a persistent, harassing, obsessive way. Topic: have you ever stalked a current or ex-lover? Have you ever stalked anyone? And why? I want to know why. Have you ever been stalked by someone? And why? Do you know someone that has been stalked? Give details on what happened during the stalking. What are some of the reasons for people that choose to stalk somebody? Do you know of any stalker situations that turn deadly? All right, world, the doctors are back in full effect. Let's go. We got Fat on check-in. Fat, what's going on? Ain't nobody stalking you right now, is it?
Yes, hell it is.
Oh, shit.
Yes,
you know, now, you know Lady Libra is down right now, and ain't nothing I can do. But don't make me be trying to get my AK to come
girl,
shoot.
Girl, let's talk about this nigga here. Okay, I gave this nigga my number.
Fat, now you know.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, pimp.
Honey.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get this off my chest.
Don't stop, shit, boo. We gotta let Mike check in. Mike.
What's going on, everybody?
Sit him down.
I ain't gotta cut the dinner, do it.
Yeah.
Hi.
I ain't gotta cut the dinner, do it. I gotta cut the dinner.
Yeah.
I gotta come to get your stalker. I gotta come to get him.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Not.
You have a big thought before, Mike?
Have I been thought? Oh, man.
Well, damn.
I had to go ahead and get Popo on them.
Damn, juicy.
I had to get Popo.
Juicy done been stalked. I done been stalked. And I think I have stalked before.
I've been stalked to
shake. But see, I had a reason. But hold on, pimp, because you know, I'm going to let you expound your ass off on that topic.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to 44438 that's listening. In the event that you decide to say something, please press the number 1, and that will alert me, and I'll bring you into the conversation. Shout out to 770-445. Shout out to 302-948. In the event that you all decide that you want to say something, press the number 1, and I will bring you in. Now, when I was little, and I ain't finna go off into no details on no stalker situation, but I used to hate to change clothes in the daytime or with the windows open or with the lights on. Yeah, because I always just felt like somebody was watching me. I just always felt like somebody was watching me, so I was just like, I'm going to cut the lights out. I ain't going to change in the daytime because I just always felt like somebody was watching.
Oh,
Y'all gonna respect. Y'all know, ladies, you play with me. Miss Fab, SL, Mama Roxy, Mama Roxy.
Oh, my bad. What's going on? Hot talk.
What? You know what?
I'm sorry. Man, what? Look, I'm over here on this Nouveau, man. Hold up, man. Y'all get out my room. I don't know. Get out my room. What?
There they go. Oh. They stalking her.
Man, look.
So he's talking us. There they go.
Y'all get y'all shit. Hold on. I'm having technical difficulties with these motherfucking kids. Hold on for a second.
Let me get you. Oh, they're talking
me. Yeah.
I specifically called you.
Turn the lights out. Lock my door. Put.
Welcome home, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome home.
Hey, I know you ain't get no attitude, is you?
Okay. All right, now. Oh, now the children stalking her.
Welcome home,
yeah, man.
Welcome home,
children.
Okay. Welcome home, Mr. Siegman.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Michael Moore. Welcome home, because Mama Rice has got you fucked up. You know, I feel like I want
to. Man, these goddamn kids, boy, I'm trying to tell you. That's why I ain't having no more. I ain't got time for this shit.
They stalking you?
No, it pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? That I was in a fucking 2,000 square foot house. Then when my marriage failed, I had to move to a 2-bedroom apartment. So I done lost 1,500 square feet, and these motherfuckers is in my face, and I ain't used to this shit. That's what it is. I ain't used to this shit. I'm in my room, and my room is in the living room, which is in the kitchen. I ain't got no motherfucking where to go. I can't say go upstairs no more or go in the garage. I got to say get out of this space and go across to the next space.
Lord. You know I'm going to start drug testing, right?
Hey,
you have.
I ain't used to this shit, man. It's some bullshit.
Before we went to the break, Miss Fat was finna get ready to break it down, cause she being sold right now. I think me and Juice are finna load up and come where she at right now. Miss Fat was ready to tell her what hell I'm doing.
Oh, let me hold up. Wait a minute. Lady Libra.
Yes, ma'am.
The topic is about being stalked, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Let me tell y'all something real quick. Okay, remember the nigga Cash y'all was telling y'all about? The nigga that said, ate my pussy so good I had nutted for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, come to find out, this motherfucker married. Mind you, he told me his wife died in a car accident and, you know, showed me an obituary. Hold up, wait a minute, Hot Talk. This nigga showed me an obituary and everything in this bitch. Hold up, wait a minute, Hot Talk.
This bitch was casket bound.
Had the motherfucking obituary, had the pallbearers on the back. Motherfucker looked real as fuck. So I'm
like,
condolences and shit. I'm like, damn, baby, I'm sorry to hear that. He like, oh, I'm stressed out. I'm, you know, my wife passed and whoop de whoop. Next thing I know, this bitch hit me up on Facebook. So,
oh, shit. On Facebook.
She sent me an inbox, and she said, I am the real Mrs. Horn, and this just a whole bunch of bullshit. So, you know me. I don't email. I don't text. I don't do none of that bullshit. I said, look, if you want to talk, you need to call me. So I left the bitch my number. So I'm thinking the girl going to be woman, you know, and talk with some intelligence. This bitch called me. I said, hold up. I said, you know, you ain't going to call my phone being belligerent. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk, we can talk like women. If not, I'm going to have to terminate this call. Cause I ain't going to sit here and yell. I'm grown as fuck. I can't yell at another grown-ass woman. So I hung up the phone. I don't know how the hell this bitch found my work number.
Oh, shit.
This bitch called my job and got my boss. So the girl said, may I speak to Yolanda? She said, hold up, listen to this. She said, may I speak to Yolanda Strickland? And my boss said, this is, you know, what's your account number? And she said, well, she's my rep, and I just need to speak with her. What suite are you in? And then my boss was like, what? Hold up. So he said, Yolanda, this girl is asking for you. And I said, well, transfer the call. So I looked at the number. I said, 678-558. I said, that's shy. So then I got on the phone. I was like, what the fuck is you calling my job for? She was like, I got you, bitch. So sometimes I go outside, right? I went outside, man. This bitch don't keep my truck. This bitch don't took. Look, I'm missing the tag. She took my tag off my truck. So I got a little.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
She stole my tag, keyed my truck, and this bitch slashed my motherfucking rims on my truck.
Damn.
I tell you, this bitch stalked me mad. I had to call Cobb County. I was embarrassed because, you know, you already know when you're working for the white man, they already know your motherfucking ass. You feel me? So I had to end up putting the white man in my business. He looking at me like, y'all, like nigga, you bringing this drama to the job, and I could have lost my motherfucking job. So I'm 38 hot. I called a nigga Cash, right? You know what this motherfucker said?
Man, I told you she was crazy. Nigga, you told me she dead, nigga. So I'm going. To Lady Leroy, I apologize sincerely, but that's why I went on for the past week, because this bitch, I had to change my number 3 times. You know, it's just been so much drama. That's why I said, man, you gotta watch who you fuck with, because these niggas be lying. These motherfucking niggas be lying. This nigga told me she passed, nigga. This bitch came back from the motherfucking grave.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about the bitch wearing was pretty, too. It had flowers on it and, you know, born April 19, 1982, died January. You know, I'm like, what?
You want her to die.
That money got started to the bitch wearing a hip hop
to die. Yeah, I already got her spirit.
That thing got stuck in his heart too.
So I just want to send out my. I mean, hot talk. I was so stressed out. I don't lost weight. I ain't eating. It's just been a whole since July 1st of 2010, when my husband told me he fucked my cousin and got this bitch pregnant. All this drama just popped off, and I just been stressed out. But hot talk radio, Mama Rossi is back. This bitch is back in full effect. Fuck these motherfucking niggas and these lying ass bitches. You feel me?
Well, I'm gonna have to try that because it sounds like some kind of.
Oh.
It sounds like kind of.
You know what? I'm gonna need everybody to take a moment of silence.
Some
bullshit.
Miss A. I'm here.
Man, that is so good stuff.
Well, let me just give y'all a little bit of my story. I'm not calling a guy or nothing like that. I don't have no problem with him, but if I give you my car and you have called my phone, I have not returned your call or answered him. That does not give you the right to just pop up at my job and text me and say, I know you see me. And not only that, he just keep coming. He don't come pick up no prescription. And I saw him today. He was standing in line thinking I was going to be at the register, but I was over in the drive doing the pharmacy. And he stood there. I happened to peep over and see him, and he didn't see me first, but I just hid behind the counter somewhere. Told him to go to the register. And he does this all the time, just pop up at my job, just thinking he's going to get a chance to say, hey, what happened to you? And he's still texting and stuff. So I just think if somebody don't call you back or answer your call, you should call back and get a picture, especially if you want them.
What county you work in?
Huh?
What county do you work in?
I work at the CVS in the West End.
In the West End?
Uh-huh.
You need to go on and call APD and tell them and, you know, stand right outside, you know, so when he get ready to stalk you.
It turned me off because when I talked to him, he was talking low, you know, in there when we were holding the conversation. But then when I did talk to him one time, he called me like, and he was talking like a girl to me. He was calling me heifers and all that stuff. And, you know, that kind of turned me off because I don't know what's going on. No.
You might as well go ahead and call Atlanta and just tell them to stand out there.
Huh?
You might as well just go ahead and call Atlanta, tell them to stand outside, and so when he come up, then get him.
Yeah, they're
going to
have to, because I don't like all that. I just feel like everybody, if I know if somebody give me their number and they not answer my calls or return them, I'm just going to be like, you don't want to talk. So what? But for me to
I feel the same way.
Say, I see you, what you doing, and I ain't talking to you. That's kind of creepy to me.
Yeah. That's just like saying, peekaboo, I see you.
Yeah, I'm serious. You just talking to my dog, and I ain't talking to you. That means I don't want to talk to you.
Man, that's what you call a real stalker.
If you're listening, I hope you hear me. If you're listening now, I hope you hear me.
Can y'all hear me?
We
yes.
hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
You faded in and out.
How are you faded, boo?
Man.
What you think on that? I just think that's kind of creepy. Not putting men out there like that, but for you to come to my job and I haven't talked to you or answered your calls, I think that's kind of creepy.
Man, that shit is crazy.
Oh, definitely.
That shit is
yeah.
fucking psychotic. You don't do no bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, I wish a nigga would come to my job.
And I really get mad at work. I had to tell my boss, so I was like, is he gone yet? And she was like, what did he look like? And I was telling her, and she was like, oh, he's coming here all the time. I was like, I know. But he never
Wow.
First time I met him, he was buying something. I don't even remember, was it a prescription or is there something, you know, over the counter, but that's the last the first time I saw him until he just started popping up, and I've never held to have a conversation with him or nothing like that. It's just, I don't know, maybe I should have said that to him.
Okay. Hey, you work tomorrow?
Huh?
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to show up at your job, and I'm going to distract him. You just call him out to me, and I'll make sure he don't show up no more, okay?
You know what?
I'll make sure he don't show up no more.
That's a bit, Mike. That's a bit.
Okay. I got you.
Hey,
y'all, I'm serious now.
Just look for me in the red, white, and blue. Just look for me in the back to make sure he don't come back no more.
Okay,
ain't that? I was at the Mexican, right here by the Publix and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting down, I'm drinking my margarita and shit. So this dude walked in with his little girl. I'm like, okay, you know, little girl look just like him and shit. I'm drinking. And everything I know, this motherfucker sat behind me in the booth. I ain't saying that. I'm still eating my little chips because I ain't got no money. So I just go in there and just say, you know, let me get an order of cheese and I eat the little free chip. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
the nigga
you know
got
what?
Down. Listen.
You know what?
Hold
okay.
up. Listen, lady. Leave a listen.
This
so the nigga got down, pulled out his cell phone and pulled up Facebook and had my picture and said, excuse me, ma'am, is this you? So I looked at it and said, Mama Rice, I said, nah, that ain't me.
Oh, hell no.
This motherfucker said, oh, it looked like you. I thought this was you. Hell no, nah, nigga, that ain't me. Man, I got up so quick. Oh. Facebook, man, don't be Facebook stalking me, man. That's crazy. Is this you, bitch nigga? Do it look like me? Nah. I mean, my hair ain't like that. Man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, y'all. One time I had a stalker, but really and truly, I didn't want anybody to know I used to be a stripper, and he fell in love with me, and he started stalking me, and then he kind of psychotic because after he started stalking me when I was a stripper, he then turned around. And told everybody I was stalking him.
Wow. Mm. Mm.
You ever had somebody keep calling you back to back? That's a stalker. Drop that, 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 drop that.
Yeah, Puppet Master, you gotta hear, come on.
You keep calling me private.
Why you keep calling me?
Cause I know it's you, you can hide it. I told you.
It's called a stalker. Baby, if you crazy, you can keep walking and stomping. All you gotta do, shorty, just chill, be easy. Got it one time, now you acting like you need me. Calling and texting me, vibrating deeply. Calling me anonymous, private numbers be killing me. Sending me pictures, text, taking up all my memory. In call, I can't because you're incoming. Similar to the drummer boy, Puppet Master, keep it tapping. I don't even have to rap, I can sing it, just keep it clapping. Baby, why you keep calling me? Please call me right back. This is Puppet Master at the beat, holla back.
You holla back. Keep calling me private. Cause I know it's you, you can hide it. I told you once already.
keep on calling. I found a stalker. Of a stalker is a chick who don't wanna let you get your hustle game right. Text back to back, call you up all night. Call again from another number like hi. Might be hiding in the bushes when you ride by. I doubt that I'd be calling her back tonight. Text BRB, LOL, bye bye. Not just in Timberlake, but this your end of time. The chick kinda crazy cause she slipped on a dime. When we all chillin', then again it's all fine. You so fine, baby, why you gotta act like that? This is Puppet Master at the beat, holla back. Damn.
You keep calling me private.
Across the world, it's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big Big Thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's Stalked Sunday. Well, world, no need to fuss. We all know that you missed us. We would never do anything intentionally disappoint you. Because we love you. Let's sizzle. Stalk, to pursue in a persistent, harassing, obsessive way. Topic. Have you ever been stalked by a current or ex-lover? Have you ever stalked anyone? And why? Have you ever been stalked by someone? And you don't know the reason why? Call in and tell us. We'll tell you what you were stalking for. Do you know one that has been stalked or that has stalked? Give details on what happened during the stalking. What are some of the reasons that people stalk? Do you know of any stalker situations that turn deadly? All right, world, we're back in full effect. Let's go. Shout out to Showstopper. Shout out to Showstopper. I can't even say it right. Showstopper. What did I say? Showstopper. 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 Shout out to him.
Dad. He must be stalking you.
What?
He must be stalking you.
Who?
Showstopper.
Yeah, he's stalking me.
Showstopper. He must be peeping at your wonder. He must be standing right there at your wonder. Is he peeping in?
Who knows what if we together. You know what I'm saying? I just won't let him see me right now because I'm, you know, I'm fresh out of, the, you know, surgery. So now he, like, had him stalking me. He, like, I'm
ready. Is that what it is?
I just, I'm ready to love you down. And I'm like, baby, you're not finna love me down. And I'm all wounded up. I be done bled on you or something.
Ew.
Okay.
That's right.
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah, that was too much information.
I'm over here on a Superman high. Dun, dun, dun.
You're on a
Superman high.
What you got over there?
Hey, you should have came too. Come in, Juicy, sent you. Shout out to 904. In the event that you desire to come into the conversation, please press the number 1. You know, I've been stalked a lot of times, though. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say something, to, you know, to set the record straight for a lot of people that have been accused of stalking. If that bitch or that motherfucker owe you some money and you calling them because they told you they were going to give you 2 days ago and keep on ignoring your calls, you are not stalking their fucking asses. What they need is to be fucked up severely. Lady Libra has spoken.
Well.
I'm so sick of people thinking somebody's stalking them because they call it. Motherfucker, you told me you were going to give me my $300 bag Friday. So I'm calling you to see where you at signing flying through. Or at least pick up the phone and tell me I won't be getting it. But you ain't man enough to do that. You ain't woman enough to do that. But you wouldn't be calling somebody a stalker.
Another
wow. Thing. If you're in somebody's car and they calling you, they're trying to figure out what's taking you so long to pick them up. They are not stalking your motherfucking ass.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? How you going to get in my car and then when I call you and say, well, where you at? Because I've been waiting like 15 minutes. And you won't answer the phone with, I'm stalking you.
I mean, this nigga
wow.
Called your call and went off the phone and he said, you about to heal?
I mean, I'm going on what I was told, so yeah, I'm gonna take the rap for it all. You know what I'm saying? I did it all, yeah.
Well, whoever this person is, like, this nigga took her call, and she called, and he somebody she stalked him.
Yeah.
We
got to call.
I'm talking to you, babe, all right.
Let's see what's up with 904. What's up, 904?
Open the motherfucking door and let me in. Open this motherfucking door.
Yeah. You're being motherfucking stalked.
Open that motherfucking door.
Don't worry, right. I know who it is that's talking us though. That's motherfucking Squire G live from the flat. Oh.
Better right. Motherfucking believe it.
Hi, Squire.
Don't be stalking me. Why are Juicy saying something to you?
Oh, what's up, baby?
Wishing.
Oh, man, you know what it is. Chilling like a villain, trying to make a killer.
Hey, what's
up? Man. Yeah, what's happening with you?
He's stalking.
I know that's right. I be floating in the wind. You'll never know when I'm gonna show the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
I might be
talking. Oh, he's
holding the motherfucking door and
let
him in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, goddammit.
Outside of you stalking us, you ever been stalked?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of. If I have, they damn good. Niggas,
you know, hey. One of your homeboys that stalked his baby mama. Told him.
Why? Well, I had one that thought he was talking, but little did they know I was sitting right behind the limo tent and I was waiting. So I wish the nigga would have. You know what I'm saying? It was all good. They listened to that voice in their head telling them to back up.
Damn. And I'm just trying to figure out how I would have
A bitch stalked you from Trinidad? Damn.
Now
you
here's
got West, West cans in your chest.
Now he's somebody needs to do a background check. I'm trying
don't
to push buggies in front of them.
Don't my background check. I already
all I hear is a bunch
of when they get the whole name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to dig a little deeper.
You know,
background is
bad. It's out of control. Wait a minute.
Really, what?
That might be us. We in the motherfucking rain. Headed back to the bill.
Oh, not funny. Only in the rain, but y'all are motherfucking playing in it.
Whatever. It's a nigga in front of us swerving worse than me. What he got going on? And Elliot ass following, Fee's ass following him. At least stop following that nigga. Get all those killed out here.
I'm just trying to figure out this nigga from Trinidad. I had to do my investigation because when I met him, you know, he don't let him hold 9 yards. Of course, it was a fucking lie. Not only did he stalk me, but his ex-wife stalked me. I mean,
how
both of y'all gonna stalk me? I mean, she was flashing ties. She was, you know, over to the house ringing the doorbell.
She wanted you to strap up and beat it up.
I'm saying we got to find. But the sad part about it is that during the situation, before I found out about the wife, he might be done lied to me like he had to go to work or something. He was living two lives, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he'll think I'm trying to eat my homegirl. He's still listening, y'all. He did the background was just overpowering my little weak voice in my little fragile state right now. But he driving. He asked me, well, where you at? Where's the restaurant? You know, that old fucked up ass accent. So I told him where we were, me and my homegirl, Miss Pooh. You know, we sitting up in the little back then it was City Cafe. Hear his fidgety walking ass coming in there, demanding me up out of the place. He took me through fucking hell, him and his damn wife. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all I got to say, all I got to say is that how somebody going to stalk me and a man being a man start stalking me with them. That's just the twistedest shit I ever heard of in my motherfucking life. I just don't get it.
I know, right?
Hit the boy, hit the boy, hit the boy, hit the boy, hit the boy.
stalking your man. He's the best I ever had. I'm stalking your man. He's the best I ever had. I'm stalking your man.
Y'all never know how I'm gonna come. And that was a song from, one for Trinidad. If it wasn't from Trinidad, we're gonna pretend like it was. That shit is crazy. That shit crazy. Slick Mike? Slick Mike?
Yo.
Can you hear me? Or were you somewhere stalking somebody?
Hold on.
You sound like a stalking girl. You sound like you motherfucking stalking.
Okay.
What are you doing, stalking somebody?
Yeah.
Were you Facebook?
You heard me.
Were you Facebook? Was you Facebook?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you a Facebook stalking?
Yeah.
Damn. You know, I got a lot of Facebook stalking me. They tag stalking me too. Shout out to the show.
Stalking. Oh, really? Wow.
I keeps it wet for you. I'm back.
Mm.
You know, I know how to make a man smile 1,000 times a day.
I can believe that.
You can believe that?
I can believe that.
Shout out to Slick Mike. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Hey, I have to watch him at the model bus stop, too.
Twirl G. I don't know what's going on with the phone. I know I'm in fat, then just try me. See, what happens is when you let people get high and don't write them up, the first time you give them a pass, they get high again. You know what I'm saying? Then they start doing shit they don't even know they're doing. She sends something about writing up with the phone stuck to her ear and don't realize ain't nobody on it.
Take it off you, fat. Take it off you.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this record...
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Little fucker. I mean, I really get an excuse fast today. I'm sitting here in galls.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Okay, so who are you?
What the hell is wrong with the phone? Oh, I'm dialing the wrong. What Polo is? Oh, it ain't time for him. You know, because you know, I ain't even going to say nothing. But out! Oh, I dropped the phone on one of my... Oh. Yeah, well, I'm going to get his ass. I'm going to call him next, too. I see this that bullshit I be talking about. You know, when I saw it doing something about all this shit, people gonna think they gonna be like, she did that wrong.
Mm.
I don't give a damn. Wrong guy shall be on lately. Those of you all listening and you decide that you want to be brought into the, please press the number 1 and you will be brought in. You know what I'm saying? I can't be full throttle because I'm in. Excuse me.
Hi.
You trying to make stalking you, ain't you?
Nah, I don't think
he's stalking. Are you going to hang positive? Up, I'm going to call back. Then you could be sitting around talking. I mean, Lady Leaf is just stalking me.
Are you positive?
Am I what?
Come on, fuck
you. Don't be peeping out the window now. Don't be peeping out the window.
She almost where you at?
Gonna get me a margarita.
And you already have. This is that boy. I just can't get over this shit that Mama Rasa just told us about this nigga Cash.
Had this
lame ass nigga out on the last couple shows, and this nigga ain't hitting no shit. Cause next the bitch wife gonna be the bitch.
I thought he was taking on kill his wife out. Already.
His bitch is casket bound on these. Yeah, I heard that shit.
What
I'm saying is that me and you are in danger at this point because this bitch could start stalking us. Because I was saying, shout out to Cash.
Exactly. My point exactly. Wow. That's
y'all on
crazy.
The radio station getting played. Getting repositional. Yeah, I know I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
Well, as of today, Showstopper is still holding it down. He hasn't, you know, nothing. You know, I'm investigating because, you know, that's what I do. I didn't tell y'all about my other company, the KBI. And for those of y'all that know me, know my nickname, that's my nickname, Bureau of Investigation. So, yeah, it is out there, and I do investigate. But don't think because somebody investigating your line asses that they stalking you. I'm not stalking Showstopper. I'm investigating him. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure he ain't telling no motherfucking lies. But then, you know, after I had to marry him, his other wives start showing up.
All right, it's time for me to do my investigation on Juicy.
Uh-oh, she's in my uh-oh, oh, shit. Oh,
by the way, Juicy, I work for the DA's office, so I got all the information I need.
Call right now. Let me get through.
Hey, guess who on the switchboard tonight? He quiet right now, but guess who on the switchboard tonight?
Who?
YRG.
I just found the player. So my phone was on hook, huh?
You did. What was that?
Word.
He got the phone on mute because his background was loud because he's driving in a storm. But what was that when you were talking to him?
Oh, wow.
You trying to say I missed something?
No, man.
What you saying, Fat? I'm confused.
Huh? I ain't saying nothing. I just say I talked to him. Well, maybe he didn't hear me, but I think he did when I was speaking.
Oh, man. I meant talk no more. Damn. This shit got me motherfucking tripping. I didn't even know you was on the phone. Stop laughing, Malik. Stop laughing, you. Stop laughing.
That don't make no sense.
How it don't, but at least I haven't meant to. That don't make no sense. I'm sitting in this chair miserable working the switchboard. My damn right leg going on. The left leg is bruised up like somebody been stomping me. And I'm still trying to figure out when the assault happened. Somebody must be stalking me in my sleep and beating me up when I'm on the medication.
Yeah, you are trying.
Might
be.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get her, too. Because I done told him about that bullshit. If she think that she just did something, Yeah, no.
Wow. Hey, mama, you say get your weight up.
Oh. That's why. Who said get the weight up?
This nigga just jumped in front of us on his press and splashed all his water in his face.
Damn.
He's saucy.
Y'all better be careful. He might be a stalker.
It might be some real joyride shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Just gonna keep drinking this yak and keep rolling.
Down. I just ain't never keyed nobody's car before. I ain't never just done no gangster type shit like that.
Now that was straight gangster. That was called you to hear too.
I mean, I'm trying to understand what the anger is about. What is all the anger about? Why are you mad at her? Mandy Vitt, she knew that you had a husband and she was deliberately fucking with him like the shit I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
No, the sad part about it, he done showed her an obituary. That's the sad part about it.
Now, I'm bad.
This nigga done pulled out an obituary of his auntie. And now told her that's his wife. That's stupid.
But Slick Mike, this nigga done killed this bitch, embalmed her, put her in the casket and buried this hoe.
My point exactly.
You know he got to want the bitch dead because you don't even jinx people like that unless you really want them dead.
Exactly. He didn't already plan her funeral.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm glad that I didn't get none of him because he got people acting a song, fucking fool. You know, all that week. Pass through my baby. Gave me out. I ain't never had that. That's all we had here all 2 weeks ago before I went in and operated on.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard about Cash's song and his motherfucking dick.
Yep. Hey, let me tell y'all about that baby Cash. Cash is Cash, yeah.
And they say, you know, I'll pop the little wife. This bitch is a lying in a pill. I mean, you coming to for jobs?
Y'all found the job. That's the part. Y'all found the job. That's the sad part about it. And then talking to her while she's outside, keys up the car.
Last the ties. I don't even know how to cut no ties. Because ties is hard. I mean, I can't cut them. I mean, this bitch got a strong grip. You know what I'm saying? She could take your whole fucking head off.
Somebody had to get an air going out. Somebody had to get in any park. Wow.
I just don't. Ooh. For all y'all stalkers. We're gonna have to take a moment of silence for you, so y'all can stop the motherfucking madness.
Yo, what you doing here, huh?
So nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Okay. You can leave now.
Board member.
Kanye, that nigga with heavy dough, rope throwing a Chevy low. Told a long time ago you can't fuck a hoe, whether in Jamaica or Cancun, Mexico. Baby, don't be scared. Lick that ass like Mr. Cole. We got freezing cold, now she calling and beeping. Call when I'm sleeping. Call my girl, claiming we creeping. Bitch, you nuts. Look, I only fucked you once. How you don't get the message? I ain't called you in months. Acting like Super Dave with some dumbass stunts. Talking about girls like her, get whatever she wants.
Whatever
I'm like, girls like you be wanted for once. We're stalking, of course, all on the phone, disguising your voice. Got your girls asking for K on the three-way. Talking about, call her, bitch, on a beat. Tanisha, it's over with. Stop playing. Nah, it's over.
So what
you saying? Look, you gotta bounce.
I don't wanna fuck with you. Get your hands off me.
Bitch. bitch, I ain't touching you. Stop. Chill. Relax, okay? You know what she told me?
Never letting go.
I don't know you for like. Talk about, man. Nah, you just crazy. You believe in toast? Pop up air where I go. Pop up at the show. Pop up at the grocery store. Pop up in my kitchen like, oh, you watch this here? Pop up in my bathroom. Oh, you take pictures here? Listen here, we gon' need some distance here. Where I'm gon' go? I don't care, just disappear. You ain't my main bitch, not even my main squeeze. Anyway, how the fuck you get a set of keys? First you use them on my crib, then you use them on my whip. And wrote on the side, Kanye, you ain't shit. You believe this bitch? Didn't you see this shit? This shit knocked the windows out on my Escalade. That's a $1,200 fucking estimate. She must have took up all yesterday just to hate. Restraining orders ain't stopping her. She the reason to call her ID so popular. Across the street now with some fucking binoculars. Screaming at the top of her lungs. I'm never letting go. Enough of this talking shit, gotta put her in line. Count back from 10 when I got your 9, I grab mine. But why just do what I gotta do after blue she line? Like nigga, you put your hands on me for the last time. Try to get you up her uncle to try to come and jump me. Take my cash and pump me with my ass and trump me. I stomp them fucking chunky. This look at your niece. It's told him beat her own ass and call the police. I'm pregnant with his baby and he's still getting rough on me. Came to my crib, scuff me up and put the cuffs on me. Stop that 500 when got me out of custody. Left a note on my door, nigga, don't ever fuck with me. And all this time, my guy's thinking that I'm the man. Hottest nigga on the block and shit, I got a fan. I'm like a swole nigga, thought that he could lift a fan. Somebody please come and take this bitch up off my hand. I don't understand. Nah, you just crazy. Uh-oh, these souls, all the same, want a nigga with a chain. All the same, want a nigga whipping that ring. All the same, want a nigga banging they brain.
This shit I'm on got me right. Yeah, I'm being stalked right now. Don't even kill. Oh, I was just finna say, damn, my stalker just said something.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, he's too much. Yeah, you hear me.
I hear you. I'm just sitting back thinking about this shit.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
That nigga better not never call back into the radio station. And then there. Because it's going to be a
motherfucker. That just blew my mind.
How about a dude with fat, though? You know what I'm saying? You just. Don't you be coming up to somebody's jaw like.
Are you calling somebody?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling. I'm on the switchboard.
I mean, man, that shit's messed up.
Yo.
What the fuck the problem is?
What the deal, man? Just talking for business, man, with my people real quick.
You ain't talking no motherfucking business. You somewhat stalking some hoe.
Don't stop him, man. No, man. Yeah, no. Hey, hot talk, man. Don't believe that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know how you might keep it pepper, man. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Don't stop him.
He's stalking one of his hoes. He's stalking.
Yeah, man. Y'all better be careful of them stalkers out there, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas catch the pepper.
Thank you.
Man, yeah, we've been missing Hot Talk Radio, man, last week, man. You feeling all right?
I can't believe you've been missing shit. When I you late on the check-in, motherfucker. You act like you think some shit done changed.
Hey, man, you know how it is, though, Cole, man. You know what I'm saying? You get wrapped up in shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how you got to handle your business, man. You know how it go, Cole. You the main person who do shit like that, man. You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. You know how to talk radio. You know how it go, though, Cole. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. Keep it moving, man. A lot of shit just got to take shit as it comes.
But, Cole, I got to give you... I got to give you the update. Mamarazzi was on the check-in today, and the nigga that she been shouting out over the last week, shout out to Cash. Ash. He is straight ash right now. When I see
we
him,
we don't flip the strip already.
The nigga, yeah.
Hot Top Radio, please, Mamarazzi, flip the strip again.
Now, cause
man, you need to listen. Cause
his wife
this
came back
from the
dead. His wife came back from the dead and started tormenting Mama Riza's ass. Done keyed her truck, done slashed her ties, done chewed on her weave. I mean, I'm just saying.
And the sad part about it, she done showed up at her job. Did all this on her job. Man.
That nigga tongue action sound serious.
Man.
So what's
this nigga done made up an obituary that showed her an obituary of his wife. That shit fucked up. An obituary.
Man,
that is fucked up.
That's a hot top for your ass, ain't it, man?
Okay. I'm like, man.
We love Mama Rasa, though, man. You know, keep the gangster down here, man. We still love Mama Rasa, man. You know what I mean? That's how it is when you live a life hard, man. You know what I mean? That's the goddamn perfect definition, man, of what goes around comes around, man. Everybody know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I don't know what Lady Libra got going on, man, but so what y'all got? We talking about stalkers tonight, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talking about stalkers.
Okay, well, y'all better watch out for them stalkers, man.
Post down for me.
Hello.
Back on?
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah, y'all know. You know, it's a technical... fucking difficulty every time I turn around. The phone died. Put it on. Uh-oh. Hello? Is that your address? Hello?
Yeah.
Know how it is. I was already a fuck up before the surgery. Now that I'm seeing all these damn tubes and shit, knocking shit over, it's hell. I mean, right about now, if I had a stalker, I'd tell him to come in and help me. I'd be like, you know what, you ain't got to sit out there and watch me. Bring your ass on in here, because I got a lot of shit need to be damn done. I mean, I'm just saying. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Juicy is on the check-in. Y'all know how. See, what it is, she's sitting here listening to me, so she don't feel the need to have to be on the switchboard. She's stalking me, really.
Tell me to say, what is
Juicy
doing?
Stalking me. Sitting here. Looking at what I do.
Yeah, man.
This
good
talk
to see
Sunday
you.
People.
It's good to hear you back on the goddamn airwaves, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we've been missing you and shit, man.
Appreciate it, cuz. You sure ain't stopped by to see a motherfucker.
Man, you know how I got to do, man. You know what I'm saying?
No,
when
I don't.
Get eyes, man. Cuz you know how I got to do. You know what I'm saying? You
know,
I gotta
get in the firm,
man.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Showstop. All I gotta say is we done wrote 3 damn songs. And I just can't, I'm just like, I said, baby, please don't write no more songs about me.
That boy Showstopper, man. That boy's still in the streets, man.
That boy is, let me see, it's 10 o'clock. He in the studio. He ain't going to call me at 12 o'clock when he leaving. Start stalking me.
Well, what you doing with Showstopper, man? You let Hot Talk have one of the songs and shit? Have you put one of the songs?
Yeah, I got it. I'm just waiting because I think I'm gonna build a show off one of the songs. I think I'm gonna build a show off the song we just wrote. We wrote this song right before I went in surgery. So he and I already went in the studio and recorded it. I done been crying, you know. So let's hope next week that his wife don't contact me. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
She gonna show up at your door.
And I'm gonna be like, look, boo. I had to be sparing bad news.
Somebody stalk this shit, man. Y'all nigga fucking with other people, goddamn mates, man. Y'all gonna draw stalkers.
Who you talking about me? Was that directed at me? Because you know what? That's what I motherfucking do. I disrupt homes. I cause problems. But bitches bring this shit on their damn self. I'm trying to teach them how to keep me out of their household. I'm trying to keep them how to keep me off their lips. Literally. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to listen.
Hey, man,
and they
want
to goddamn get insecure with me. And I have to turn around and, you know, I mean, they be just stalking me all on my page. Every time I do something on my page, they go running to their man. You think she talking to me? Hell yeah, bitch, I'm talking to you. If you thought that I was talking to you last week, I was. That's just like, say, for instance, somebody put something on their page. Everybody in here who weak and ain't got no game, click like to this comment. You think I'm be sitting up saying, I wonder if she talking to me. I ain't even got to ask no motherfucker, man. Oh, I don't know who the fuck she talking about, but damn. That fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Keep on moving. I ain't even got to second guess that shit. Cause I know ain't nothing about me weak. Nothing. So hit dogs holler like motherfucking hell. If you asked your man if I was talking about you, then the answer is yes. If you thought that it was a possibility that I was talking about you, the answer is yes. If you think that there may be a possibility that I might talk about your motherfucking ass, the answer, once again, is yes. World, I love you. This is Dr. Lady Libra. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to enlighten you. I'm trying to teach you one show at a time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We always hate our teachers. But in the end, we end up being better. So I'm teaching you to be better than me. But I'm still going to need your man and you to stop stalking me, Mama Rides to Juicy. Stop all that shit. Stop all that shit.
Rolling through the streets till I got somewhere to go. Driving past your house, oh, I'm creeping on the low. I look up and see a light on through the window. But your truck ain't there, so maybe you're not home. And I get to wondering, having all kind of thoughts. Like maybe there's some other chick sleeping on them sheets I bought. I'm not usually so damn insecure, but I don't know what's up with you no more. I can feel my heart beating through my chest. 100 beats a minute counting through this fast. Cause I realize I'm in disguise. I see a compromise. This is getting crazy, but your ass made me be a stalker. Be a stalker. I don't wanna be a stalker. Be a stalker, but I gotta be. Sipping through the city and in the mall car with my friends.
trust you, but I love you, what can I do? You tell me that I should relax, that I got no solid facts, but you dug your last girl, put some shit behind her back. Listen up, I won't be nobody's fool, boy, and my trust, until then I'm watching you, boy. I can feel my heart beating through my
back, and it's Stalk Sunday here at Hot Talk Radio.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day.
DJ Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Slick Mike.
Yo, yo.
Hey.
We got a caller.
Okay.
To say something. Shout out to all those that are listening. Thank you for listening. Continue to listening. Oh. No more Vicodin tonight. Maybe one more Mortar. See. I can't even say. Maybe one more Motrin. What's happening, 404-438? Hello?
Hello?
404-438?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
What's good, what's good?
Are you stalking me?
Huh? Nah,
are you stalking me?
Nah, I ain't stalking. I got a partner locked up for stalking, though, you
heard? Oh, for real? Because I'm just trying to figure out why you know what I'm saying, acting like you scared to talk when you done put your hand up and let me knew that you were ready. Let me know. Damn. I'm fucked up, y'all.
Yeah.
So,
what's going on,
what's your name?
What's that, Ben?
So, I'm feeling that you had something to add to the conversation about being stalked.
Yeah, I got a partner right now. He lined up for stalking, you heard?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying, who was he stalking? His aunt, his cousin,
nah,
baby
his
mama?
Girl, the chick. It wasn't his baby mama, it was just the chick he was messing with.
Yeah. It was a chick. So what happened? I mean, I need details. You act like you, damn, we on the phone, so I'm what, chilling in the cut. I'm on the show, and I'm trying to. You know, and I'm high, and I'm being stalked, and I'm miserable. A whole bunch of shit going on, but my BCK has checked in, and he's here to save the day in the event that I can't handle it.
What's good? What's happening?
What's that, baby? I just can't understand why he was stalking, though, you know what I mean? It's like 10 to 1, uh-huh. 10 to 8, you know what I mean? He's stalking his one chick, he did. You know what I mean? I tried to put him up, but shit, he did what he did.
Okay, I got a couple of questions. How yeah. old is this dude?
He's 26.
Yeah, he's 26. Okay. How old is this chick?
I think she was 22, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, 22 chick. Okay. Now, does she in any way, shape, or form, or fashion have a big booty? Of any, you know, whether it was teardrop, apple, hell, did she have a big booty?
I give her a 7.
So you gave her a 7 on the ass.
Yeah.
She was 22 years old. I'm just adding up the equation here. Hold on. All right, 7 in the ass. If you had to judge her face, would you put her in the category of
just
bare minimum?
He gave her 7 all the way around.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
He gave us 7 all the way around.
Oh, so you gave him? Okay, I didn't
hear. Okay.
BCK, you know I'm on this shit now, so you, that's why I said you here to help.
Okay,
okay, 7.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean.
Okay, 7 all the way around.
7 all the way around.
Okay, what was her skin color?
She was black, dark skin.
So she was dark skinned, okay.
Ooh, that chocolate.
Shut the hell up.
Okay,
can you
say
Coco?
Okay, another question. What did her teeth look like?
She was cool, you know what I mean?
Okay, so no
like
problem
I
with
I
the
I
teeth.
Can.
So basically, I see why he was stalking her.
You see why?
Right. Based on the description and her age, she had done fucked him, put it on him, stole his heart. Hold on, wait a minute. Is your friend BCK? Y'all gonna stop. Wait, hold on. Wait a goddamn minute, hold on.
I know you ain't BCK out free and goddamn clear, baby. Understand that. I'm in the show about the person reason motherfucker loses right now. I need it's not. No, I ain't with the Dorel pack, you know what I mean?
Hold
I tang at the time over it for me, baby. I ain't
hold
no
on.
Burritos or none of that shit. So you better stop it right now.
Wait a minute, hold on. No, I hadn't took. I had made a mistake and forgot that I had already took my pain medicine. Cause I didn't want it to wear off, and I had just took it. And then, so, but the show was getting ready to come on. I mean, come on, damn, come on. And Juicy was sitting here. I came over here already in her shape. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't bail out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't, like, change it. So I had to just move with the program. So, however...
Yeah,
Holly.
Same way, huh?
Okay.
Oh, that's a bit.
Okay. So now, where is your buddy right now?
Rice Street.
You get pulled him back.
Wow.
He wait, hold on.
Oh, no. I don't
he took it to, Daddy, BCK.
What's up?
Where you at right now?
Hey, don't worry about where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm in, you know, I'm in my skin, baby.
Okay, but you ain't in Rice Street.
Hell no, I ain't on the right, ain't no more for the right street. I'm on goddamn.
He missed it. He missed it, Mike.
Look,
he missed it.
I ain't missed it. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about.
What I just said.
I'm on right street, nigga. I know what you're talking about. You just high him. I'm ignoring that shit you're talking about right now.
No, but who was on right street, though?
Huh?
Wait a minute, hold on. Watch this. I'm going to give you a hint. Carla?
Yeah.
Where is your friend right now, baby? The
one
that
was stopped. Right street.
Okay, so we clear on that. He on Right Street for stalking this female. Did he put his hands on her?
Yeah.
Ooh, how many times?
That's assault and battery. That's not stalking. That's assault and battery.
That might be aggravated. I mean, that might not be
attempted murder. Yeah, aggravated assault. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Aggravated assault.
Yeah.
See, I work for the law enforcement, so, you know, I know that all that, yeah.
That's more than I stopped him.
But anyway, he took it to the limit to where he was hiding in the tree.
What? The pussy with that? Oh.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find some pussy like that.
Tell you, you better be glad that she chose him first and not you, because that could be you right now, baby. So let's all take a moment of silence for this caller, because he don't realize how close he came to being on Wright Street tonight.
I don't let that happen to me, though. You know what I mean?
Hey, we all say that.
So what you saying? You don't been on. A victim,
I done been pussy whipped. I'm gonna put it like that. I done been pussy whipped.
Okay, well, if you done been pussy whipped, you had the opportunity to be a stalker, because anytime you can't get that pussy on the phone the first time, you gonna call back, boo.
So hold on, let me intervene right quick,
stalk.
Though.
I ain't gonna stalk though. I'm not gonna stalk though. You heard me? I ain't gonna take it to that limit.
But hold on. Watch this. Stalk to pursue in a persistent, harassing, obsessive way, whether it be phone calls. You could do the shit in your mind. You could pursue somebody in your mind in an obsessive way, and you fucking stalked them anyway.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. So, Mr. Cleveland, that means you a stalker then. Full slave.
It means you a stalker. It means we stalked each other.
See, I ain't no stalker. No goddamn body, man.
Yeah, you did. You didn't know you stalked me.
Nah. I don't think about nobody. I stalk money.
That's it.
I get for the cheese and I stalk the guapo. That's what you're supposed to say.
You ain't, don't know.
Hold on. Well, tell me what people supposed to say then.
But don't know stalker.
What you supposed to say, baby? So you say you a stalker then? Are you a stalker, Miss Lee?
I'm just trying to be real about this.
Look to the left. Don't do that shit. Hey, I'm looking behind my back for real. I'm looking all in the car mirror and shit.
Come here.
Don't do that.
Come here. I got some for that ass, baby.
I'm looking all in the rear view.
Don't do that. You ain't gotta come. We gonna let them to see corrupt had a stalker, and I want corrupt to tell them while I walk up and introduce myself to you.
I'm waiting, I'm tired, it's raining, I'm playing it deep.
double complexion. Living through the city, high through the intersection. Talk a bitch, talking shit. You're always outside my apartment, bitch. Everything's cool, late night bumps. And I'm trying to keep it cool, cause I'm always in the slump. I'm talking to the summer bitch about to light up. And the bitch came up and beat the bitch up. Big got me fucked up with the lick in your system and y'all fucked up. You must not know about young corrupt. He gave you the number and you blew the bitch up.
Across the world, it's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your pizza. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big Kid Thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
BCK?
What's up, man?
DJ Sweet?
Yo.
Slick Mike?
Yo, yo.
44438?
In the building.
What is your name? I'm
going to just go by N.O.
See, that's because you're stalking. You don't want me to know your name because you're stalking me.
Nah. I just go by that,
you heard me? You stalking me. I mean, everybody stalks me.
I told you, hey, babe, I told you, I don't stalk. I get
you know
stalked,
what, I'm going to tell you something. This is a world public announcement. A world public announcement. If you do not have a stalker, then something is wrong with you. You're
exactly.
Coming up short. You ain't handling your business. It's something you're not doing right. Now, if you holding out and you just, you know, on chill mode, we respect you. But for the rest of y'all motherfuckers, if y'all ain't got no stalker, you ain't shit.
Say about your stalker then.
Shouts out to all my stalkers, including the women. I mean, I understand y'all stalking me too.
Especially the women. Especially the women.
But BCK, I had to give you an update. The last dude that Mama Rossi was on there giving shouts out to, his thing hung up. Dang. I'm finna stalk him, y'all. His phone dropped the call right when I'm finna tell him. Because you know he gonna trip out.
That's crazy.
Hey, man. Man, for real, man. You gonna get the shit keyed up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bucks. Out of that shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
BCK.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now your phone had dropped the call, but I had something real deep to tell you.
What's
on the
up?
Last situation that, you know, when you had did your confrontation on your other co-host, because, you know, you like us to keep it real and, you know, make sure we alert and paying attention to what we're saying. However, the last dude that Mama Rossi was shouting out, who now I'm scared because I've been shouting him out too because, you know what I'm saying, you know, on her behalf, just because, you know, she with us, And now his wife is stalking her. Done been up at the job. Done keyed up a car, slashed the tires. The whole nine. And the dude had not told her that his wife was dead and had not shown her an obituary and everything.
And then he made up an obituary and showed it to her. That shit is fucked up.
Hey, I don't heard it all. Don't know that nigga went to some extent. So
he went to the extreme. He went to the full extreme.
What?
Yes. So right now she like in hiding because this motherfucker is like. And then when she called him and confronted him about it, all he could say was, "I told you she was crazy."
Yep.
You didn't say she was crazy. You said she was dead. Was she dead crazy? I mean, did he forget when he said dead, did he forget to put the crazy on the end? No, that bitch dead ass crazy. That bitch dead ass wrong. That just dead ass dumb. This motherfucker forgot to put crazy on the end.
Wow.
You know, she's sitting up giving him her, you know, I want to give condolences to his wife. You know what I'm saying? You know. And this bitch done showed up, and then the thing about it is, she all in rare form, like, she acting like Mama Rotson knew who she was and knew she existed. You know how they be all hostile. Bitch this, bitch that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You sitting like, what happened? What's your home tonight?
And this bitch done came back from the dead.
I mean, I can't understand. Lisa Gay.
Yeah.
I mean,
today.
How you gonna be fussing in somebody and they had no clue your ass existed?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm baffled by that one. Like, I'm lost for words. I'm trying to figure that shit out. Like, this man said, was it actually her he sold? Like, did he take a one off pictures?
Slick might say that was his auntie that he had, you know. He had done buried, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and he just was like,
okay.
He's right here. That was the ticket
that nigga had to tell her.
You know, niggas can't lie like that when he draws quick. Yeah, then my wife right here, she passed a couple months ago. I mean, I ain't had none since then. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she was just, oh, his tongue, he made me come. He did this, he made me run. You know, and I'm like, shouts out to Cash. You know, y'all heard a lot about your dick, you know. I mean, his dick been all and tongue been all on Hot Talk Radio more than me lately.
What?
Yeah, because she been on there rapping it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold I on, mean, I'm at the point now. Are you more mad at the husband for getting your cousin pregnant or more mad at this nigga for telling you his wife was dead and now she's stalking you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hot mama rocks it.
Right about now, somebody be being shot.
Precisely.
Mama rocks it. So, look. What's he at, man? What mama rocks there right now?
I don't think you want me to call him. You want me to call him? Because she was there earlier.
I got a question about that name now. Like, I'm trying to figure out what do it stand for. Like,
Mama rocks
like, pop. Like, this is like Mama Rocks or like Papa Rocks or Maserati,
yeah.
Like fast.
You stupid. No, it ain't Maserati.
I'm trying to tell you that girl don't fast as a motherfucker, man.
So
she got a husband, and she got
I'm thinking this would be the new fast. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Mama Rocks, she means fast.
Yes,
she just out there.
Fast.
I'm saying I don't
hear something about like I swear I don't know the numbers of niggas, you know, but I could be wrong. She could just be talking about these two, or is it been three or four or five?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then she turned around and said that she was at the Mexican restaurant, sitting there eating the chips, the free chips. And since some dude showed up with his daughter, done sat behind her, that pulled her up on Facebook. And like,
oh,
are you Mama Roxy?
You done got that.
I'm right there.
So technically,
Mama Roxy. I don't want to talk about her without her being on the phone.
Okay, hold on. Yes, Daddy. Can you hand me that? Hand me that ink pen right quick.
I'm like, damn. What's
BCK
really going on?
BCK. Mm, can you pass me the ink pen?
It's there.
Pass me the ink pen, baby. I'm finna call her. She got a new number. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go search for it in the Facebook inbox, because, you know, she don't change. I've never seen nobody change the number twice a week before in my life, every week.
I know.
Here we go. 6, 7, 8.
Don't say it too loud now.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know what? Is you sleep or something?
Hold on. What the fuck going on with this phone? Hold on. Let me see something.
Let me see if I can help you out.
Man, I had to get me some real quick.
See? There you go, BCK.
Wait a minute. Let me say this.
Hold up, man. You had to do what now?
I said I had to get me some real quick. Y'all heard what the fuck I said.
Oh, no,
wait,
I was just making sure that what the
shit
fuck.
On goddamn.
You said, what the fuck? You said, the fuck. You said.
Hold on, because I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm good now. I just had to bust a couple real quick while the kids were asleep. Y'all motherfuckers don't act like this is brand new shit. Whatever, man.
Oh, no, we know this shit ain't brand new.
What
fuck you talking about? We ain't nobody acting. We call to ask you some goddamn questions.
Go BCK, go BCK, go. Go.
Hey, what's that? Goddamn, no, I'm about to give it to you.
Get
yeah, ma'am. Yes.
Get off.
Yes.
I was deprived. I was deprived for about 2 weeks, so I just.
From what?
Anyway, I'm straight now. But go ahead.
So, Mama Rush.
Yes.
I want to know what your name, like, what was the relation, you know what I'm saying? Because you got Mama Roxy, like, Papa Roxy, or Mama Roxy, like, Maserati, you know. And could you please give me the defining meaning of what that shit means? Because I think I know, but I want you to tell me.
Are you asking me where I got my name from?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm glad you asked the question. No, as my homeboy, and it started out really being a joke. My homeboy Chief gave me that name because you know, all the little hoes he fucked with, whatever, they called him Papa. So he go by Papa Rossi. So one day he was just fucking around, and then he started calling me Mama Rossi. So before I joined the show, I used to call in or whatever, just like a caller, and I was like, I was just calling myself Mama Rossi, and that shit just stuck. So that's
what
it is. Oh,
so you were stalking the show, and then your name stuck. Oh, go ahead, BCK.
I called.
I
called a couple of times, but that's just how I got my name. So
oh, wow.
Shouts out to Chiefa for, you know, start.
Shout out to Showstopper.
Motherfucking Chief. We for Chief in the building. I know he ain't been in spirit. Anyway, you know, I thought it
yeah, was he
was
stopping
us.
Oh, yeah. Fucking other shit.
Lady Lee, we're going to leave that one alone. That was crazy, but anyway.
Go ahead, BCK. Go with the lesson, baby.
You know what? I'm kind of curious. Now, you told us that he showed you an obituary of his wife.
Yeah, man.
Then
the nigga just called me. I sent that as a voicemail. Like, what the fuck is you calling me for? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, go tell him about his dead wife.
So hold on.
I'm like, you told me. Okay, if you meet somebody first, okay, but just not meeting them or whatever, and you don't. I mean, if you tell me something, I mean, I'm gonna believe you. I don't have no reason to not trust you, and I don't even know you. So it's like, when I met you, you said, you know, your wife passed away in a car wreck, and you was stressed, and you trying to move on, and whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. And then come to find out, after all this shit said and done, this bitch don't track me down to my job, don't key my truck, don't slash my rims, don't took my tag. I mean, just calling my job, stalking me, just bullshit. And I'm like, damn, nigga, you showed me an obituary of a pretty picture. I mean, got the family member names on it, got the pallbearers on the back. Beautiful obituary. I mean, I said this nigga went to the motherfucking library and printed this shit up. I mean, what the fuck? I'm still at a loss. And then he just called my phone. I'm like, niggas, don't call me. No.
What pin home? I'm confused. What pin home? I mean, did she look old? Did she look young? I mean, I'm just confused.
I don't know.
You just lost me.
He told so many lies. This nigga just, I mean, I want to take him to Georgia Regional and have him admit it, because this motherfucker don't lie so much about some of everything. I mean, he even lied on his homeboy, talking about he bought his truck and his homeboy license suspended. And I went over to the nigga house today because he stayed right over the road from him. And I was like, you know, Shawty said that, you know, this his truck and woo. He pulled out his paperwork. He said, man, this who named this say on? And I'm looking. I said, damn, nigga lied about that. I don't know why niggas be lying.
BCK,
that.
Please say something.
Okay, BCK, it's all on you. I'm gonna set up. I'm gonna be quiet. BCK, go ahead.
I see where Mike going.
Oh, man.
BCK?
I'm just listening, man.
That shit is crazy. It just make you not want to fuck with nobody because, you know, when you meeting somebody, like I say, you go off what they tell. I mean, if you ask them, are you in a relationship, they say no. Okay. You say no. But why the fuck did he have to lie into that extreme? I mean, that shit was extra. If y'all would have seen a bitch, I should have put the shit on Facebook. The bitch was like real paper. The shit opened up. It had the family members' names and, you know, the great grandma.
That was his auntie.
No, it had her face and her name and her date of birth and the day she died. And
that's the bitch's auntie.
It was
real.
So I felt obligated. I just went on Facebook and I sent her an inbox and I was just like, you know, I don't fuck with no marriages. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a wife once and I told her, you know, I'm trying to come between your motherfucking relationship. But this nigga told me you died in January. So, you know, I came back from the grave and you slashed my car. And I mean, I said, I wish y'all luck because misery loves company. I have nothing to do with y'all marriage, and that's some bullshit, boy. I was like, just do not come to my job because if you come back to Cobb Parkway, I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass, and I mean that. And you can goddamn quote me on that bitch. So I hope she stay away from my job because if that hoe come back up there one more again, I got something for her.
That's it. I'm done with it.
BCK.
I don't know what I mean. I don't know what the fuck to say.
You can't say none of that bullshit. What the fuck can you say? That's some bullshit.
I mean, no. My shit ain't gonna be about that shit though. Not at all.
What's your shit gonna be about?
My shit gonna be about goddamn Mama Roxy. Mama Roxy.
What up?
How the fuck you find yourself in all these goddamn little situations and shit? That's
well,
what
you
I want to
know. You know what? You know what?
No, I don't know what. Tell me.
No, I'm saying this is what it is. For number one, the situation with my husband, I've been going through that. Y'all already know the story behind that. Basically, mm-hmm. We were just kids, point blank, period. But, you know, when you got children, you can't make that big of a sacrifice and just be with somebody for the kids. You got to be with that person because you genuinely love that person, whatever. But we just didn't work out because we both fucked over each other. So we just mutually agreed to let that bullshit go. We cool, but we ain't together. Whoop-de-doo, whatever. All right.
But
so
y'all still married, right?
Well, yeah, legally, but said the divorce has been filed. I already paid a little $100. I'm just waiting. But I don't move on. He don't move on. We cool. We get along. It's all good. It's all love. I wasn't even looking. I'm not looking for no relationship. I said, okay, I'm going to try to step out there in the dating game, just try to go out, you know, go to the Mexican, chill with a nigga. I wasn't looking for this. That's why I'm tripping, because I'm like, nigga, I'm not your girl. I met you, you know. We kicked it for 2 or 3 days. It was good or whatever, but you lied for what? I mean, if he would have just told me off the stream, you know, I'm married, but we separate. Okay, well, I got to holler. I mean, because I don't fuck with every nigga. I don't fuck with no nigga that got no girl, period. It's too many niggas out here to be doing all that bullshit. But, I mean, it's just, that's the life. Niggas lie. Bitches lie. Niggas lie. You just got to watch who you fuck with. I mean, it ain't no me finding myself in no situation. It's just, that's just how niggas is. And unfortunately, you know, he lied. And I guess the wife found out or whatever. But, you know, that's some bullshit. He shouldn't have did her like that.
So you weren't trying to find yourself in no situation. You weren't even looking for no nigga. What you looking for?
I'm not looking for nothing. I don't want.
You ain't looking for no relationship.
No.
But you just got you one a few minutes ago, real good. What that all about? So that went your husband, or no, that wasn't his new dude.
That was a little rabbit from Starship. So, you know, I got toys and shit. I got shit over here that I don't need no nigga to make me nut. I mean, I can do that by myself.
You don't. You most definitely, absolutely right. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm only 100 about my shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say nothing about nobody or do shit unless they there. So I'm here to ask questions, goddamn, because I'm curious to motherfucking know. You know what I mean?
Because Mama Rossi is single. I'm single, 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 and I ain't for no motherfucking man.
Okay.
I
was thinking that Mama Rossi shit stood for fast, because your ass be moving. I heard a couple of times where you've been like, you know what I'm saying? I went fucking with Josh. I had to go get me something else over here and do all that shit. Though you move fast to me. You move real fast. You be getting yours.
You said what?
You heard me, Negro.
I want fucking with who and then who what? I didn't hear what you said.
Hold up. Hold up. Can somebody say that shit for me since you can't hear me?
Okay. Break it down. This is what he tried to say. You move too fast,
man. Hey, man, he said this pimping, man.
A couple of months ago, you was like putting this nigga out there. It was him this, him that. Oh, I mean, you were just out there with it. And then you come back 2 months later.
And what?
That nigga. He did it. He did it. He lied. I mean, we confused.
And
she was hello.
I'm trying to find out what and what's the point.
The point is, I want to know how you. Well, you know what? Let me ask you some real shit. This is my point. I don't know about nobody else. If you got like a touch of nymph in you or some shit? I'm just asking. I don't know. I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like you got some of that nympho shit out for you, girl.
Oh, I ain't got no nympho. No nympho. I mean, if you can ask my husband, ask him how many times we have sex. I can go months without fucking. It ain't all about fucking with me. So what's the? I mean, where are we going with this, man? For real.
Hey, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. I'm asking you what I want to ask you. Where that Mama Rice shit came from? Don't be getting mad, even nigga. This is a motherfucking talk show. Be easy. I hear some
you
shit in your voice.
You want me to shoot him?
Shoot her motherfucking ass. I don't like that shit. Be easy.
Sorry, boo.
Move. Damn.
Move real quick.
Let's hear that story.
Move. I'm listening.
I can't take it no more. My head is hurting. It's too much.
4-3, you still on. I can hear you.
I've heard it. I've heard it for tonight. This is just too much.
4-3-4-4-4-3-8.
Yeah, y'all tripping.
Oh, that's what we do. Welcome to High Five Radio.
Hey, it's all about the hot talk. Shit.
I mean, I've never heard anything like this in my entire life. This has blown me away tonight.
High Five Radio? I'm confused. You know, I'm on.
My Ross ain't catching no attitude, huh?
I think so. Pimp and Sweet.
Did she hang up?
Yo.
Oh, okay, you there? What you think going on? Is it all love or somebody upset tonight?
Somebody
I can't
upset.
Tell. You know I'm on this shit.
Somebody
okay, did Mama Ross hang up?
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little heated, man, a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? I tried to come in here and sprinkle a little coolness, man, but it's a little too heated right now.
Hey, man. Hey, Mama Ross ain't got to get mad, man. We just keeping it 100, though. You feel me? That's what I'm all about. See, if somebody felt some type of way, not even felt some type of way, they just had a view of me. Shit, I want them to tell me what it is. It's just an opinion.
Exactly.
If it ain't that, then it ain't that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Y'all know my
mind. You just want to hear the explanation. That's all I want to do. I just want to hear what's our explanation. Because I'm confused.
And an explanation for why we do what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? It was there, man. That's Mama Ross at his finest, man.
Ah. Wow.
So, BCK, have you ever had a stalker?
Okay, what's up? Okay,
BCK.
Hot Talk Radio. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. My neighbor over here. Contracting, man, you know what I'm saying? She might be getting ready to have a little one over here. You know what I mean? Congratulations.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to be Dr. BCK and deliver the baby?
Oh, man, you know, Dr. BCK, everything, man. If I have to deliver a baby, I will get down and do it. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Now, if I fall out.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who's going to take
over. I love a man that know how to do a lot of things. Shout out to Showstopper. BCK. I
you
got
good.
A question.
You all
right,
baby?
I want to know. Oh, you talking hard to living the baby. Oh, BCK can't even be a daddy. Oh.
Huh? Let me walk with them and talk shit. Girl, I could not never be no goddamn daddy to no pit bull or such a mother.
Wait a minute. Motherfucker, I told you, you know, goddamn well, I can't be down laughing.
That old man, don't say it.
I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to kick his mother. I need you to come out over here so I can kick your ass right now.
I don't remember all this now.
I'm going to kick your ass. And then you're going to stalk me. So have you ever had a stalker? What?
Huh?
Have you ever had a stalker?
You talking to BCK?
Nigga, I'm talking to BCK.
Of course I don't have a stalker.
How many?
If you want them. But look. I'm going to tell you, though.
You know what
you have, right? I had a stalker. She was on the show one time, too. You know what I mean? People can all go back and retrospect and think about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
What'd she say?
Oh, man, I ain't going all this. She might be listening. I might get stalked tonight for talking this shit. But,
See, I'm really trying to make an assessment here. See, the amount of stalkers you have, let me know what rating your dick get.
Oh, so I don't know what rating it is, man. I just, you know.
No. I want to know how many stalkers you've had.
How many stalkers I don't have?
Yeah.
Man, you don't even want to go there.
I just asked the question. I need a simple answer, sir. Stick to the script.
So you trying to tell? I ain't going to tell them myself like that because somebody might be listening. I'm going to just say a few of my ex-girlfriends. I ain't going to say all of them.
Okay, well,
but
it
really
was
three
or
all
more.
Of them. Go there, all of them.
Okay, was it four or more?
Four. Oh, no, I don't make no girls. You're going to be my girl, you know what I'm saying? That's a long contemplated thing before I even begin to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? So I only had four.
Wow, okay.
There's some exes. I ain't never had no, you know what I'm saying, like, no girl I met on the street. Well, hold up. Yes, the fuck I have.
What?
This one chick named Deanna. Yeah, she tried to pull it. She was plating and move and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm like, how we plating the girl?
So you hit it,
Ross? What you talking about?
I'm just finna say. You
just missed everything I said. Yep. But she told my people that. She told Marlene that shit. Left a note out on the door.
What?
You know
what
I'm like, how the hell she find? Yeah, you know, I'll be playing the slip road when I was in the street real bad. I'm trying to figure out what she knew where I stayed at.
Yeah.
Well,
damn.
So that's about five.
Five, and you 29 years old. Let me do my calculation.
28.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. Wait a minute. You told me you was 28 already. And
I'm
you just had a birthday.
I'm 28. So you got that shit wrong.
BCK, your ass been 27 all the time.
I've been 27 all that time. What you talking about?
Shout out to Showstopper. So,
But hold up. Fuck that. We always talking about, you know, people always talking about they've been stalked and shit like that. Have you been a stalker? That's what you want.
That's what I want, though.
Okay, let me go. I'm going to go ahead and be real as I can be. Wait a minute. Hold on. Who that?
Oh, that man Peyton later said, yes, he done been a stalker, MySpace, Facebook. He done did it all.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You better hurry up and deliver the baby so she don't do those things no more. She'll have something to do.
Hey. But y'all tell the truth for me. I'm going to tell you about the truth. Man.
I just told you, BCK, to hurry up and deliver her baby so she can have something.
I'm going to break it down.
But I, for the first time, ain't never just really had nothing that was worth me stalking. Because you just have to really come that strong for me to motherfucking goddamn be caught up like that.
Oh,
I don't want no children with no motherfucking baby. So
somebody
if I don't want no children with nobody, that means ain't nobody hit it for me to want to feel like I want a baby with it. But, however, I might be one now. Proceed. Shout out to Showstopper. Excuse me, I'm going to need you to put the baby deliverer on the phone so we can hear what she's saying because we can't talk at the same time.
Hold on, go ahead.
Andrea.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi,
Paul
Radio,
said,
this is the lady that's in labor. BCK is getting ready to deliver the baby.
Oh, Lord. thought you were going to deliver the baby. Yeah, he out here with me.
Oh, that's so nice of him to support you like that.
Oh, yeah. He's your honey.
He your honey? Oh, how long y'all been going together?
Oh no, he ain't my honey. He's not my honey or my baby daddy. I say he's 100. Like 100. That's all that is. I just heard y'all talking about stalkers. I said, yeah, I was a stalker. I said it's so funny how I became a stalker, because the bitch that was stalking me, I ended up stalking her, trying to find out who she was friends with and everything else, and how she was finding out all my business. Next thing you know, I'm on her MySpace and a Facebook and a Twitter. And I'm deleting everybody who friends with her that's friends with me. That's how I became.
Damn. Don't worry. Your secret is safe with us. We're not here to judge you.
No, that's right.
Oh, we can't judge the unjudgeable baby?
You know what I'm saying? Because I just told him we all can be a stalker. And if, you know, if you don't have a stalker, then you ain't doing something right. So
you don't got a hater.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
There you go.
Ooh, but I'm going to get it back down because I got to breathe and contract and breathe. Hold on.
She
took time while she had a contract to talk about the motherfucking
show. Shouts out to the young lady in labor. Your honey.
That's all right.
Congratulations. Your honey.
Okay,
now what we radio, baby. The first high tide, the doctors have started showing the medical side. BCK to deliver the baby tonight, y'all. Let's give him a round of applause.
All right.
y'all ain't never seen no street shit like this. I might put it on camera. They're going to be in middle street delivering baby.
Only on motherfucking high tide radio, baby.
I'm a street doctor, baby.
Street
doctor. We're going to put some grass out in this motherfucking man.
Tell about it.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna make a lead drop for a pillow. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, and we gonna get the
elephant lead. We gonna find
hot top radio, y'all. We deliver babies.
How we gonna find an elephant lead? I don't know about no elephant lead.
We make house calls. We teach pole dancing classes. We heal the sick and we raise the dead. Literally.
My mama hey. Said, I know she called back and started listening on the phone. She hung up, but she called back and she didn't play one.
That's on the day yet.
Well.
I said, what mama right there? I know she, oh, hold up. Hold on, y'all.
I can't do nothing with the switchboard because it's not, you know, it's still recording, but it is.
I was asleep when I got pregnant.
You were asleep when you got pregnant? What you mean? Hold up. So hold on, you were asleep when you got pregnant?
No, about this small compared
to. Oh, man.
What happened, BCK? What happened, baby?
Hold on, you didn't hear that shit. Oh, my God.
I
ain't gonna face it.
All I can say is I wouldn't even kept that, baby. So,
That nigga must have slept some in her drink.
They heard it all.
He had to put some in her drink.
Like, thicker. You're country fed. You solid.
Uh-huh.
And 42-year-old man, now, come on, now.
Uh-huh.
He calling Jenny.
Huh?
I don't have to be awake. Nah, I lay on the side. You lift up the ass. You can...
You hear this? Now we need to get her on the goddamn. So she said she was asleep. So when she's sleeping, her man want to get some. She just go to, like, she would wake up real quick and look for ass cheek up, and he get in, and she just go back to sleep. That's amazing.
Wait a damn minute. What kind of super tight shit is that?
Okay.
Goddamn. Oh, hey, that might be my new goddamn saying. When you got it like that, get it like that, goddammit. That's what's
up. Wait a minute. She said she just lift her ass cheek up and just go back there.
Yeah, I mean, she got no ass cheek to do it like that, and I'm going to tell you.
I wouldn't have been able to keep that, baby. I'm sorry. I've been damned if I'm going to I'm gonna have to have fun making my baby. And I ain't even had none. That's not even gonna happen. But I got to have fun having a baby. I'm not going to be miserable and then pregnant 9 months. So I might even have no kids. But however, if I would have decided, no, ma'am. I got to get out and have a motherfucking field day.
What's your
I'm going to have a baby with and be stuck to it for the rest of my life? No, I don't want to have it like that.
I wish y'all could see what I just seen out here, man. Big girl have a contraction, man. She take the booty clap real quick, man.
You know what? That's not a labor. That's a freak show. Get off from over there, BCK, before you get hurt.
Ooh. Wow.
Only on Hot Talk Radio. How the fuck we going to come back in full force? Deliver a motherfucking baby.
Raise the dead.
I mean,
I don't want to do that. Man. Woo. I've heard it all tonight. You at the strip.
Look at me. I ain't got that much more to come out of these
holes. I see.
I took to the appropriate measure.
You already ready. You know what I'm saying?
All they
gotta
do with
you. They're blown, you know. I feel it.
Flowers are blown.
Y'all and y'all, man.
Easy access for delivery.
Okay, what happened now? Let's leave it back.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, no, I'm paying attention, you know what I'm saying? What's going on over here, man? Just in case, you know, I might have to pull out my doctor skills, you know what I'm saying? You know. Deliver this baby.
You stupid. I just can't believe that she say she just cock up. Okay. She just locked the bottom lock till I tell them to lock it. How the hell she gonna tell the nigga? How she just gonna cock up for him to get it and go back to sleep?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not entertaining you.
You're
entertaining.
I tell you, good. We good now.
We just trying to help her deliver the baby she didn't help make. Excuse me, y'all. I ain't trying to laugh, y'all. Y'all know I can't laugh. I'm just saying, y'all. Lady, leave her love the world. Hot Top Radio got a lot of things going on, y'all. But give the structure of the show tonight. You know, I've been off. And I did the show, you know, under some narcotics tonight. So I just wanted to bring y'all a show. But however, forgive us because the structure didn't quite go as anticipated. But we still got a hot show because that's what we do. Ain't no such thing as nothing bland with us. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how we can make her feel better because...
How you gonna swear that? I'm sorry, but go ahead,
baby. I would feel like really stupid. Because I would feel like I wasn't there with my child with me.
I'm
waiting
to keep my mind off my goddamn pain now. I'm going to swing it out. Or she's
got to
scream it out.
She's trying to keep her mind off the pain. And she's swagging like she in a club. I'm talking about, goddamn, like, I was looking at her. I was going into that shit, too. I saw her swag.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to need you not to swag with the lady and lady.
That might make the baby come out easy. I can pull it on out and she's swagging. And we both swagging together. I'm looking at her, so you mean? You know what I mean? We just swag this baby on the
phone. I got all over there making eye contact and shit. Y'all should not be over there looking at her. She looking at you. And she in labor with her baby daddy that she know but didn't help make.
Hey, grandma.
He over there meeting family. Look at him. He gonna be the heart father. That's so sweet.
Come on now.
You over there goddamn meeting family and shit.
You sound like you're a little tender. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
You sound a little tender. You sound a little delicate, Lady Lisa.
Hmm. What else?
Damn. You sweet on me.
That's Sugar Cane. Shout out to Showstop. I keep it for you.
If it comes through the regular, it's my contraction. Yes. So if I stop. I'm walking, but I keep stopping. When I feel
that pressure, I don't want no motherfucking children. Fuck that. Shout out to all the mothers in the world.
Yeah.
You was a tough pregnant lady. I'm trying to tell you, after my, she did all type of moves. Everybody, you be howling and shit. She's swagging.
Why was she hollering? She's on the radio being listened, heard by the world. She want the world to hear her holler.
She want to
go out like a G.
She dog around here. She was so much jogging with me.
Yeah, what you?
Jump roping and everything. Yep.
She a motherfucking soldier. She awesome.
Hey, but I said I want to go to the hospital, and we on the way to the hospital.
Wait a minute. I'm going to work. I'm going to
say,
hold up now.
You need to close your leg. Excuse me?
Oh, my, I cannot believe the show tonight. This is crazy.
I'm working. I don't know. I got 11 hours to do tomorrow.
How you going to do 11 hours? You about to have a baby.
11 hours. I didn't want to go.
I lately don't love nobody. I could not do that.
I congratulate you if you want to do it because that's your job.
Yeah, but.
I said, you're not
going to
make it.
No, I'm saying you're going to make it. But you know what? She go down crazy. She's going to try to do shit.
Yeah,
you're going to be driving and shit. Baby, you're going to pop out the door driving too.
You know what?
She
don't need you a lot of stuff she be doing. She just be doing it. She be driving, jump roping, running.
She. I probably would be doing all that too if I had not made some out, you know, didn't know I made.
The element.
It's the element.
Hold up, y'all gonna go to the bathroom? Well, that's why I'm gonna exclude. I'm gonna go to the house and y'all go ahead and do that right there.
No, Jay.
I can't believe you, JD.
What is wrong with you?
I can't believe you, BCK.
What are you saying? JD, BCK, what?
I just can't believe that. I'm so high right now. Shouts out to
you. I know you're a high old goddamn Oxycontin bike in there.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I got some water.
Damn, I got water, but it's been cold.
My shit might not. You know what? I do got one. I put one in there. I surely did.
Because you weren't going to drink with one.
Y'all walk a little bit faster than me.
I guess.
I want some sweet. I ain't hear no sugar.
Oh, I got another one, but it ain't cold though. That's fine. All right, I got you. You up? Oh. Y'all sitting on solid with y'all. What's going on?
Now we were listening that you be delivery / baby daddy.
You know, hey.
Hey.
I don't know about that lab thing, but you know.
Hey.
You know
hey,
saying? You need to tell me she's trying to get a car?
What'd you say?
You mean to tell me she's going to go get in her car? And drive to the hospital?
No, she's about to go back in the house. She's talking about going to work tomorrow. That's what we talking about. Like, what the hell is she talking about?
Oh man,
she wild though. She so goddamn crazy. She might do that shit for real.
But you see,
that motherfucker crazy. Hey, I can tell y'all. See, I don't left out. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker crazy. She had a goddamn. I don't even know what to call it. She had a seizure / schizo bipolar moment on me one time.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that shit was crazy as hell. Threw me out. It just threw me out for tears and this shit. Well, they're right. They were looking at her like, oh, she do this shit all the time. Now they were looking at me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking like, goddamn, why y'all ain't calling the police or the emergency room or something? They just looking at her ass. They act crazy.
Because you know I can't laugh. Stop. No.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you, look. So, I really think she's a little sweet on the low. I'm going to keep my eyes.
I know
anyway,
she is.
You know what I'm saying? So, in a way.
That better not be your baby.
Hell no. I told you, I don't have babies with pit bulls. That's something that I don't do. I don't believe in beast out.
I know you like them. I know how you like them like me. I know.
Move.
Shout out to my number three stalker.
This one ice out.
But VCK, finish telling me what she did.
I'm bringing you out of the pain right back.
What?
Are we going to find you a short sleeve shirt or a tank top?
Oh.
Fuck, my stomach look like Pac-Man bubble gum.
I don't know who you're talking
about. Look at that shit. Bubble gum lip right now.
Hey, BCK, Miss Fat got a stalker. That's a customer at the pharmacy that she work at.
She do? What? She be getting out to me to bite me?
He be calling her, and then when she don't answer, he'll come in and start smiling. You seen me calling you. You seen me calling you.
That's the damn man. For real, that's what she say? It's a girl?
No, it's a dude.
It's a dude?
Yeah, she said he was talking to her all bitch made one time.
Give me his help.
Like, he was like, little helper, you need to call me back. Helper.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she was just like, that ain't nothing no GB doing. Helpful. I don't know. You call me a helpful.
A helpful? You know, I'm country. I'm liable to say some shit like that. But it's going to be a whole bunch of other shit coming behind that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That might be the last word I'll resort to. You know what I'm saying?
You stupid. Shout out to Shout Smooth. Shout out to Shout Smooth.
Do you Shout Smooth now? You know what? Shout Smooth walk up.
I know. Oh.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on for 1 minute.
What?
Y'all know y'all saw Smooth on red, dude.
I know you're trying to figure out how I know, though, right? Don't worry about it. Boo boo.
Oh, look, man.
I told you everybody got a little stalker in them.
Oh, man, hold on, Shout Smooth.
What? My pocket.
I'm blind,
man. BC Quay, stop spazzing out. Acting like you in labor or something.
Mm-hmm.
You retard. You know what time it is?
11:20.
We ain't never took no show this far.
Yeah, it's 11:30.
We ain't never did this before. We done went over for it. But see, I feel like we owed it to them because they done had to go almost 2 weeks without us. Can you imagine how life must have been? That had to be pure fucking misery. I mean, it's probably people that committed suicide and came back from the dead, you know, because they weren't able to hear the show. It's about deciding to go into labor just so they have something else to do since the show hadn't been on.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to try that shit. Let me do up with the obituary. I'm just going to try that. See how far I go.
You know what? I'm going to give me one and bury myself. So, you know what I'm saying? And come back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to see how far it'll take me.
They're going to be like, leave it past. Oh, no. You know, I just want to see what everybody's going to do. How sad the world going to be. You know, I just want to just see it. You know, I'm like, I came back, y'all. I told y'all that was, you know, this rare blood type, and I could be, you know, I could come back from the dead. It's somebody right now worshiping me. It's somebody right now worshiping me. It's somebody right now worshiping me.
I know. She'll come back up on the air and be like, I'm back.
You know what I'm saying? They be like, you know, I mean, I'd be considered the Antichrist, but I'm just saying, however I would be worshipped even more.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the UK. Scotland. I mean, Ireland. Ireland. Yeah. Hold on, y'all. It's showstopper.
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, he's showstopper. He's still talking. So, he just finished up at the studio. So I guess we'll set the show down. And Tuesday, same time, same place. Look, I got a little extra. Even BCK did. Now he probably gonna disappear for a month, but at least he gave y'all his time. What, babe? Oh, hey.
What?
I didn't know you was on here.
What you saying about BCK?
I ain't saying nothing about BCK. I said something about ABC. I said something about ABC.
Oh, man. We have been off the chain tonight, but it's been a great show. Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. BCK's topic is up Tuesday about should you remain friends with exes. Am I correct, BCK?
That's correct, though.
So I will probably be hosting it by myself because y'all know how he is. He sends topics and then don't show up. However, he has made a promise that he going to try to keep, that he's going to do better.
I'm going to do better.
He said he's going to do better. Y'all heard it here first on Hot Top Radio as he delivers his firstborn baby. I mean, damn.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did, huh?
Baby, I'm sorry. You come on by here, I'm going to make it up to you.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it all up to you. Everything I done said, you ain't going to be mad no more.
That's a bit.
All right. So that's it, Hot Top Radio. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Ladies, keep it fresh and wet. Tell us, go deep and soft. Shh. Showstopper sure does. I holla. Slick Mike.
Peace.
PCK?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell that meant. That was not cool. Good night. Good night.
Where are you?
Hey, what the hell just happened?
My dog just bit her dog. Come on. Bring your ass up. Bring your mother. Come on. You trying to get me sued, nigga?